The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yes, Jess Kelly with me, our technology correspondent for another edition of the Tech Takeover. Jess, lots of people might have seen over the last kind of 24 hours or so these messages online purporting to be descriptions of what happened, that awful fatal accident that claimed the life of a serving Garda over the weekend. Talk us through what people have heard, what people have seen online and what the Gardaí have been saying about it.
So what has appeared online is a person purporting to live in the vicinity, giving an eyewitness account that has no basis in fact. And it's been widely circulated because, Kieran, over the years, as we all know, anytime there's an incident, people's instinct, and we've spoken about on the station recently, is to take the phone out and record it. So we have seen videos of very tragic situations. We've seen graphic images from tragic situations. But we've also seen instances of people placing themselves at situations in WhatsApp messages. So whether they're sending texts based on things they've read on social media, whether they're sending voice notes based on what they've seen on social media, and essentially inserting themselves into the narrative. What's striking about this case, however, is that An Garda Síochána issued on their own social platforms and indeed to newsrooms around the country a very clear statement this morning. So what they have said is that they are aware of the content that purports to give an eyewitness account relating to that fatal incident, as you mentioned there. And what they said is the commentary being circulated online is completely inaccurate and has no basis whatsoever in fact. And while you could write that off as being an annoyance, An Garda Síochána also went on to say that this type of misinformation also risks diverting Garda resources at a time where they're already involved in a very complex and ongoing investigation. And so what they're urging people to do is to question everything, which we have said before. When you're seeing stuff, don't be the person that passes it on, particularly when it relates to a fatal incident like this. Now, I have reached out to all the social platforms today to ask, number one, have they received requests from An Garda Síochána to take this content offline?
Yeah.
And number two, how and when and why do they act on requests of that nature? Unfortunately, none of the social media platforms gave me a statement in relation to this. I was pointed to policies that exist in terms of misinformation. I was reinformed that platforms such as WhatsApp are end-to-end encrypted. That means that WhatsApp, they can't see, if I send you something, they can't see what that is.
There's a value in that, but it's not just WhatsApp. These are being shared on every social media platform.
Yes, indeed. So what I know is that they have said that none of the platforms allow mis- or disinformation. Once they've investigated and they find it to be mis- or disinformation, content is taken down. But unfortunately, there was no statement from a spokesperson available from any of the platforms.
Yeah. Anyway, I mean, which is kind of in keeping with the entire theme of this, which is the kind of timeliness or the lack of timeliness when it comes to applying those policies. I mean, it's fine to have a policy and to say, oh no, we absolutely take it down once we identify it. We'll identify it maybe the middle of next week, possibly the week after that.
Yeah, and this relates back to, you know, you've spoken to the Online Safety Commissioner in relation to content targeting young children. So whether it is abusive, graphic, upsetting content, we now have policies and rules in place. It remains to be seen how quickly things can and will be taken down. And I do think that there is still a need for greater transparency in terms of how all of this works.
And listen, you know what, on top of it, I mean, Kevin Flatley's family are dealing with just an absolutely awful bereavement, the most awful of circumstances. And they're exposed to this as well. I'm sure some people in his family, people who know him, people who worked with him, people related to him, will have seen those messages about what, you know, was purported to have happened and didn't happen, completely concocted. And it's going to be really hurtful to them as well. So this is absolutely nuts. Anyway, we'll park that for the moment. So this, and that's the warning from the Gardaí. Ignore this, do not share it, and in general, question everything of this regard when you see it online or you're shared it on WhatsApp. What's your tech tip, though, this week?
Tech tip, bit of admin. I love a bit of admin, Kieran.
Oh, Jesus.
I know. But the June bank holiday weekend is coming up. Rather than make some great plans, factor in some time for some digital admin.
Oh, don't. Actually, don't. That's my advice. Don't listen to what Jess is about to say. Do not factor
admin. Sorry, this
admin.
Is my time. This is my takeover.
All right, okay, go on.
You'll undermine me in 30 seconds. Right, so what I would say to do is, we're coming up to halfway through the year. How many photographs did we take last week when we were in, you know, Toronto or Toronto, as you said, and Boston?
I took none, but took a lot.
I took a lot. So take the halfway point of the year as a marker to go through your photos, delete the junk, print the gems and organize the rest. Thank yourself later. I say it around Christmas time, but these make for gorgeous books. Print off photo books. If I was so inclined, I could print off a lovely little photo book with the 7,000 photographs I took of us last week. Do you know?
You know what? Don't do any of that. Thank yourself now for a great, great weekend. Bank holiday weekend. Always brilliant fun. The June bank holiday is my favourite one of the year. And then later, thank yourself again because of the great memories you've created. Memories that don't involve admin on a bank holiday weekend. Anyway, Jess,
what's
your tech rec this week?
I'm only delighted to share more with you that you can pee all over. But the JBL Flip 6 Bluetooth speaker, if you are going to be out in the sun, if you're going to...
Doing your admin,
with an Excel spreadsheet and some nice folders, colour-coded, all the rest. The JBL Flip 6 Bluetooth speaker is €89. The sound is great. If you're having a barbecue over the next little while, if you're planning to go on a summer holiday and you want to bring a speaker, you can have it blare your podcasts, your music, whatever it is, but the sound of this is great, and what I love is that it's highly portable and it's only £89.
Yeah, £89, good value. The JBL Flip 6 Bluetooth speaker, Jess's tech rec this week. Jess Kelly, our technology correspondent, thank you very much. We'll talk to you at the same time next week.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy,
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range,
weekdays from 4 on News Talk.